Have you ever found a coin in your path, seen the same number sequence everywhere you turn, or had a vivid dream about someone who's passed and wondered, is that really a sign? This week, we're diving into how the universe and the spirits who love us speak through symbols, synchronicities, and sensations. They're closer than you think, whispering through the smallest details of your day. The real question is, are you listening? I'd like to welcome you to Mystical Minds, the podcast where magic meets modern life and the metaphysical isn't just possible, it's personal. I'm your host, Allie Thies. I'm a psychic, I'm an energy worker, a soul connection specialist, and the former host of Ask Allie, which was the longest running spiritual podcast on Apple Podcasts with 19 incredible seasons. Over the years, I've written 8 books, including the Gypsy Magic series, Out of Body Ecstasy, Gypsy Girl's Guide to Goals, One Spicy Erotic Story, and a chapter in the best-selling book, Sacred Self, where I shared my insights on creating a bedroom that truly invites love. I've been walking the mystical path since childhood, and now I help others reconnect with their true selves through intuitive readings, soul work, and the safe, sacred space of the Mystical Minds community. This podcast is your invitation to explore the magical, metaphysical, and the wildly mysterious side of life. From energy healing to spirit guides, soulmates to sacred rituals, nothing is off limits here. So grab your tea, light a candle, and let's dive into the mystery together. Hello, hello. Welcome to October. This is going to be a good month. A lot of things going on. At the end of the month, and of course, I didn't write the dates down, it's the last weekend in October. I will be with Maria Shaw in Saginaw for her Cosmic Convention. It runs that Thursday through Sunday. I will be there doing readings, and I will be talking about how to create the room, the bedroom that invites love that I wrote the chapter about. It is going to be good times for all. I hope you have a chance to go. And if you are on your way to Saginaw for that weekend, if you get a reading with me, if you schedule a 30-minute reading with me, you get a free ticket to the Cosmic Convention. All right? So that sounds something that might interest you. Please email me at alliethies@yahoo.com, and we'll get that set up for you. Again, Allie Thies, A-L-L-I-E, T as in Tom, H-E-I, Sam, at yahoo.com. All right. So let us move to the card of the week. This week I'm using the Shaman's Dream Oracle by Alberto and Colette. And you will be able to see, or there'll be a link, really, to the deck. Yeah, I can talk this Monday morning. To the deck below in the show's notes. So let's see what this week is going to bring us, shall we? I'm hoping for some good stuff. You know, it's been a time. I don't know about you guys, but it still ends up being a time. Whoops, I put that wrong card in there. There we go. So it's a card from a different deck. I'm like, that does not look familiar. things that happen. It's amazing, right? But I hope you're having a good October. I am really looking forward to being at Maria Shaw's Cosmic Convention at the end of the month. It is always a good time. There are plenty of readers there. If you don't want to talk to me, there are plenty of other people there. There are, you have the Crossing Over Gallery where the people who, the Maria and many of the readers go there and tell you what they see from the other side for people, which is a lot of fun. Maria has luncheons with a talk. There are plenty of talks scheduled throughout the weekend. As I mentioned, I'm going to be doing creating a bedroom that invites love. It's a fun weekend. It really is. I think if you're coming from out of town, I'm pretty sure it's at the Sheraton Four Points in Saginaw. And last I checked, that Sheraton was booked solid. So there is the Super 8, which is close by. And I want to say a Holiday Inn that's close by as well. I hope to see you. It really is. It's a good weekend. All right. So the card for this week. Let us figure it out what it is, shall we? Let's stop here. What do we got? Eyes of the Eagle, rising above the fray. Now, I am not too familiar with this card, so we're going to look it up in the book. I'm going to take it. It means an overview and something about protection just by looking at the card. And Eyes of the Eagle, it is all about protection, inherent trust, and rising above the fray. The Eyes of the Eagle offers you the gift of foresight, the skill of looking ahead to see the unfolding of destiny before it all manifests as reality. The eagle's extraordinary vision allows it to spot the tiny mouse from its lofty perspective as it flies thousands of feet into the atmosphere. In a similar fashion, you too can train your keen eye to discern the workings of humans. Eyes of the Eagles is an invitation to witness the good, the bad, the ugly, and the beautiful, yet react to nothing. Act only to further your noblest calling. The eagle flies above all creatures, even when it meets obstacles. It simply rises above them. Know that you are protected. You can fly as high above the judgment slings and the arrows and the darts of envy from others who may not have your great wings and are still arguing with the pigeons over crumbs. Trust that you are ready for whatever fortune has placed before you, even if you feel not yet properly equipped to meet its challenges. Your willingness to say yes to spirit has nothing to do with how well outfitted you are. Hesitating, on the other hand, will suck the air from under your wings and make you lose altitude. You are called now to trust your heart and your instincts, to move forward fiercely and not waver. The time is right, and no harm can come your way if your motives are pure and you act courageously. So that is the card for this week. Now, just to keep in mind, it doesn't matter if you're listening to this episode as soon as I post it, or if you're listening to it a month from now, a couple years from now. Whenever you come across this episode and you're listening to this card getting pulled, this card is for you for the week. All right? All right. Something to keep in mind. Let me get all this stuff out of the way, and we will continue on with the mystical item of the week. And this week, we are talking about the Spirit Token Bowl. All right, this week's mystical item is the Spirit Token Bowl. Think of it as your open channel to the other side, a physical anchor that keeps the conversation alive. So how can you create it? You can find a small bowl or dish that may feel sacred to you. It could be a crystal bowl, glass, wood, or clay, whatever seems to resonate with you. Place it somewhere you'll see daily, maybe your altar, a dresser, maybe a windowsill. Each time you receive a sign, like a coin, a feather, or a small object, add whatever you find to that bowl. And when you add it, whisper to the bowl. Say, I see you. I hear you. Thank you for walking beside me. Because, you know, they talk to us all the time, but we don't really listen a whole hell of a lot. And over time, the bowl becomes a living archive of love, guidance, and proof that spirit is always communicating. When you feel disconnected or doubtful, gently sift through your tokens. Each one holds the frequency of the message that once found you. And this is October, and this month, the theme is spirit communication and mediumship, one of my favorite things in the whole wide world. So the topic today is signs from spirit, coins, numbers, dreams, and more. Now, spirit rarely shouts. It nudges, okay? Either nudges or the bottom drops out. It seems to be one or the other. Messages from beyond don't always look or sound like we expect. They weave through everyday life. Spirit uses path of least resistance to reach you. What you'll notice, what you'll feel, and what you'll understand. So here are some of the most common ways spirit gets our attention. Coins. Who hasn't found a coin in their path? Pennies, dimes, or other coins that appear in your path are classic signs of reassurance. Often they're from ancestors or loved ones reminding you you're not alone. Pennies often carry messages of comfort and encouragement. Dimes tend to show up when you're at a turning point, reminding you that you're supported. There we go. You're supported as you move forward. When you find one, maybe just hold it, right? Close your eyes and just ask, who sent this? You might feel a name, a memory, or maybe a sudden wave of emotion. Trust your first impression. Then we have numbers, repeating numbers, right? Some ones that people see quite a bit of is four ones, 1111, which is talking about alignment, awakening, new portals opening. I see 1111 a lot on the clocks. 333, ascended masters, divine guidance, creative support. 555, change is afoot, trust the transformation. 777, spiritual mastery and divine connection. And 888, abundance flowing in or energy coming full circle. The trick is to tune in when you see these numbers. What were you thinking about when you saw that number? Okay, that's the message spirit is amplifying. Then we have songs, which is a favorite way the spirit communicates. Music. Spirit loves music, okay? Because music bypasses logic and goes straight to the heart, okay? Music plays to our heart chakra. A song that plays at just the right time, especially if it connects to a loved one or old memory, it's not random. Pay attention to lyrics that repeat or songs that feel like a warm nudge from someone you miss. Then we have animals. Spirit speaks through nature as well. A cardinal may represent a departed loved one visiting. A butterfly might signal transformation or a gentle hello from spirit. A dragonfly often brings messages of hope and renewal. The behavior of the animal is just as important as the type. What was it doing when you noticed it? Of course, there's dreams. In the dream state, the veil between the worlds really is at its thinnest. When a loved one appears calm, radiant, or simply different than the waking life, it's usually a visitation. Spirit visits in dreams to offer comfort, closure, or guidance. Rarely, rarely is it fear. If a dream feels more real than real, please write it down. These are messages that are meant to be remembered. Spirit communicates in ways that are unique to your energetic language. What feels like coincidence to someone else might be a direct message for you. The more you acknowledge them, the clearer they become. Something that always happens to me in dreams is I end up in my Grandma Pavlik's kitchen. Grandma Pavlik is my mom's mom. And when you'd go into her house, when we would go visit, as soon as you open that door, you were just overcome by the aromas of her cooking something absolutely effing wonderful. Oh my God, could that woman cook and bake? And when I dream about her and my grandfather, it always is around the kitchen. But it's funny enough, it's not the kitchen that was in her house when I was growing up. It's always a bigger, more welcoming kitchen, which is something my grandmother always wanted. My grandfather built the little house they lived in and after World War II. And the kitchen was not very big at all. And it was an eat-in kitchen. So the table was in there as well. There was just no room to move around. Grandma always wanted a great big kitchen. So in the dreams when she visits me, there's always a huge kitchen. And since most of my relatives are deceased, a lot of them appear in the dreams to say, hey, as well. So you get a message. Now, what do you do? Well, let's strengthen the connection, shall we? Spirit communication is a two-way dialogue, and acknowledgement strengthens the signal. When you dismiss signs as just a coincidence, spirit respects your free will, and they take a step back. But when you pause and say thank you, it's like tuning up the volume. Turning up the volume on your cosmic radio. So there's ways to strengthen this connection. Keep a spirit journal to record your signs, dreams, and synchronicities. You can set a daily intention like, spirit, show me a sign of love and guidance today. You can meditate with maybe an amethyst or a selenite to raise your vibration before you invite connection. You can use protective oils like frankincense or cedarwood to create a safe energetic boundary before opening communication. Remember, true connection with spirit should feel loving, calm, and uplifting. Never heavy, never fearful. If it feels dark or draining, take a break. Ground your energy. My favorite way is go out and hug a tree. I kid you not. And then call in the light. So how do you know this stuff is real, right? Skepticism is natural. After all, signs can feel too low-key to be sure. But here's how you can tell the difference between your imagination and your intuition kicking in. True signs feel calm and loving. They're not anxious or fearful. They repeat. Spirit often uses the same image, phrase, or pattern multiple times until you notice. Which, by the way, that's how they got me to notice my soul connections. Oh, those tricky spirits. They align with timing. The sign usually arrives right when you need comfort, reassurance, or maybe a direction. They resonate in your body. A shiver, a wave of warmth, a sudden sense of peace. Spirit speaks through sensation as much as sight or sound. When you start honoring these intuitive hits instead of rationalizing them away, you'll find spirit doesn't need to shout, it only needs your attention. So how do you interpret the message, right? The final step isn't just noticing the signs, it's understanding them. Spirit signs mirror your current emotional state and offer guidance, but they don't dictate your choices. They're meant to empower you, not control you. So you want to observe what appeared. Was it a number, a sound, an object, or a dream? You want to reflect on what you were feeling or asking or doing just before it happened. And you want to respond. Thank spirit, jot it down, and act if inspired. For example, you've been doubting a decision and then see 1111, 1111 everywhere. Spirit is saying you're in alignment, move forward. If you're grieving and a song you shared with your loved one plays unexpectedly, it's the reminder, love hasn't gone anywhere. Signs are invitations to trust that the veil between worlds is thinner than we think. They don't demand belief, they invite experience. So some supportive tools to help you along your way. We have the crystal amethyst, which is wonderful. It enhances psychic clarity and dream recall. We have the essential oil frankincense. It connects higher consciousness and strengthens your faith. And flower essence, we have white chestnut. Calms looping thoughts, so that hamster on the wheel, so that intuitive whispers can be heard. Keep these near your spirit token bowl, or maybe use them before your soul work for the week or your meditation practice. Now your soul week for the week. This week, you're not just observing signs, you're going to respond to them. Spirit has been whispering, now it is your turn to whisper back. Find a quiet space, light a candle, hopefully you have a nice little bowl that is your spirit token bowl, and take three slow breaths. Feel the energy around you, that gentle shimmer when the veil thins. Then write freely in your journal, beginning with the line, I feel your presence around me when. Let whatever rises come through. A memory, a scent, a chill across your skin. Don't censor it. Spirit often speaks in images, sensations, or single words before sentences. If you sense a specific loved one or guide, ask, what message do you have for me right now? What do you need me to remember? How can I honor this connection in the physical world? When you're finished, close your eyes and imagine your words turning into light, energy traveling beyond time and space, reaching the one who sent the sign. You can always place your hand over your heart and whisper, message received. Thank you for finding me. Then slip a small symbol of that moment, a word, a feather, a stone into your spirit token bowl as a promise that you're keeping the conversation alive. And that's a wrap here on Mystical Minds. I hope it sparks something inside of you, a memory, a knowing, a nudge from your soul. Don't forget the soul work that I just mentioned. You'll find it under resources for episode. And if you loved what we explored today, please don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs a little magic in their life. If you're craving more, join the Mystical Minds group. It's a safe, sacred space to explore everything from energy work to soul connections, intuition, spirit guides, and more. You'll find support, community, and your people. And if you walk the metaphysical path and would love to share your wisdom on this podcast, whether you're an energy worker, intuitive, a healer, or just somebody with a wild spirit story, I'd love to hear from you. Yes, I would. And I am currently booking new guests. And yes, I am still way behind. And the link is below in the show's notes. You can also book a private reading or soul session with me at any time at outofbodyecstasy.com. I've got you whether you're seeking clarity, healing, or maybe a deeper connection to your soul path. Until next time, stay grounded, stay curious, and remember, endless possibilities, infinite you.